tropical cyclone Jude made landfall in northern Mozambique early Sunday and later moved over southern Malawi, resulting in heavy rains affecting 13 districts from Monday to Wednesday. A preliminary impact assessment from Malawi's Department of Disaster Management Affairs released Thursday shows that the cyclone has so far affected more than 11,000 people. This means their crops were washed away and their houses and property were either destroyed or submerged by floods. It says the cyclone also displaced more than 3,000 people now sheltered in 6 evacuation camps. No deaths have been recorded, but the Disaster Management Department says 15 people have sustained injuries from collapsing buildings, with some hospitalized. Chipiriro Kamula is the department's spokesperson.
Reports indicate that 5 under 8-year-old males have sustained serious injuries. The 5-year-old is receiving medical attention at Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital, and the 8-year-old has been admitted as well and is at Mwanza District Hospital.
He says the National Search and Rescue Team is still looking for 3 people who went missing on Tuesday in Insanja and Palombe districts after their boat capsized on a flooded river. A UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that in Mozambique, relief operations have been severely hampered by lack of access to thousands of people in Nampula province, where many roads, bridges, and culverts were washed away. The UN agency says moving relief items and personnel from Cabo Delgado province to Nampula is also difficult because the storm cut off the N1 national highway. However, in Malawi, international aid agencies and the government have started relief operations in accessible areas. For example, the World Food Program on Thursday distributed some relief items to affected people in Mulanje district. Jude is the 3rd cyclone to affect Mozambique in the past 3 months, following cyclones Chido in December 2024 and Dikeledi in January. Lameck Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.